This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his cool mom, wife Rosie. I'm the cool mom.
You're the cool mom?
I'm not the cool mom, dude. I'm not the cool mom. I try and be cool with my kids, but I'm not the cool mom. I'm trying to show them morals and values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's topic is kids are different these days.
Yes.
And it's just like...
In what way? Because that sounds like...
Look, okay, so we were raised in a certain time, in a certain era.
Yeah.
Okay. And even, and so we have, one could say that there's us and our experience that we had. And then there's even our experience raising Casey and seeing Casey grow up.
Yeah.
And there's now the new experience of raising Sammy, mainly Sammy, because Eli's still at that age where
we're still kind of figuring stuff out. He's six, but.
No, I'm saying like he has experienced what it is to live in this like new era of technology stuff like that. But it's mainly
he wants to be on TikTok.
I'm seeing three different types of views and ways to ways of raising a kid.
What do you mean? Explain.
I feel like the connection between the way we grew up and the way Casey grew up is a lot more the same.
Okay.
Than the way that we grew up and that Sammy and Eli are growing up.
Okay, what do you mean?
Just because of the way life is so different. Like, if you really think about it, we grew up without internet.
Right.
We grew up without now.
I'm glad we did.
You know?
Yeah.
And Casey came along and there was technology. It was like Nintendos and Game Boys. And
but less.
There was Nickelodeon that was like even more popular.
She wanted a DS and I didn't get it for her when she was 9. Because I thought it was too soon.
So, like, but now it's like, dude, like, these kids are coming out of the womb with, like, iPhones already.
Seriously.
And stuff, you know? But more than that, it's like, it feels like our kids are just growing up a lot faster than before.
What does that do? Because I was thinking the other day, I played with Barbies till I was 11.
Yeah.
I was 11 and still playing with Barbies. I don't see Sam doing that.
Yeah.
Because... In my head, and I tell my kids, your imagination is evaporating, man. Like, what do you mean you can't play by yourself?
Yeah.
And I really limit, and it's a battle, but I limit their phone time.
Mm.
I limit their TV time. My kids cannot wake up in the morning watching YouTube. Mm. I don't know why that's a rule to me, but it is. Mm. I tell them in the morning, you have to eat a little bit first before you even turn on the TV. Yeah. Why? Because people are eating and watching technology, and that's how they're gaining weight, because they're not even knowing what they're eating. Whole different topic, okay?
Yeah.
But in short, don't eat and watch something. We used to read cereal boxes, remember?
Yeah.
And they used to be like crosswords or whatever. Yeah. But I don't let the kids wake up watching YouTube. They have to first like get home, go to school, get home, play, do some homework, do some reading or whatever, and then they can get on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because this generation, including adults, are just wake up to social media.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
It's just a different time that we live in.
How do I teach my kids the morals and the values, the imagination and the wonder? I think our kids are losing wonder that is so necessary for everything. Whatever career that you want your kids to have or that they want to have, they need wonder because they need creativity. I think creativity is diminishing. I think wonder and questions, I think they're learning way too much, way too fast. That I want them to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm okay that I grew up a little bit slower. So not slower. I wasn't ignorant, but how do we do that?
I think one is monitoring and limiting the time in which they do spend on these electronics.
I do, according to Kaiser, they say 2 hours or less.
Ain't nobody doing nothing that Kaiser tells them to do.
I do.
Ain't nobody eating what Kaiser tells them to eat or
the act five vegetables and five fruits a day.
There's no way anybody.
I try to, bro.
Oh my goodness. Nobody.
I give them a fruit for breakfast. I give them two fruits for their lunch.
Nobody is doing anything that the doctor is suggesting.
Well, it should
suggesting.
At least be a goal.
Yes.
Putting on your seatbelt. Not smoking inside the house. I don't smoke at all, but just in case. No
I've
violence.
I've never met one person who's not obese, according to Kaiser.
They do say I'm obese. They
I've
don't
never
say
met
I'm obese.
One person
they say
that has,
I'm overweight.
That is not, that is Hispanic and that is not obese that has gone to Kaiser.
It's because we got hips. Mm. But no, I mean, I try to. So when Kaiser says 2 hours or less, I do try and stay under the 2 hours or less. And it's been tough to stay under the 2 hours or less.
Because see, what this does is it alleviates us from entertaining our kids. That's
because they're expecting someone to entertain them. I didn't expect my daddy to entertain me when I was little. I knew he was busy. I knew mama was cooking. Mm-hmm. Who was going to entertain Rosie? Her siblings or herself?
Bro,
that's why I played with Barbies till I was 11. Kids are now expecting to be entertained at all times of the day.
Because of what they see
because
on YouTube.
Because everything is entertainment.
Yeah, and it's tough, dude.
They are 100% consumers now. Yeah. And I'm breaking that for my kids. They are not consumers. We build together. We do together. We do laundry together. We clean toilets together. We do together. They clean their dish. And Eli's 6. And I'm like, lava tu plato.
Yeah.
Because we can't allow ourselves, our kids, to have that consumer entertain me at all times mentality.
Yeah. So, and it's really hard because as a parent, you start to question or wonder of like, oh man, I'm not doing enough for them. But it is, these kids are being exposed to these fake lives that these little vloggers that they see that are little kids too in these families where they think that this little girl is like on and the show that they watch, they just live their whole lives. This family lives their whole life and they're all ninjas and every day they're having an adventure.
They're flipping
where they're finding stuff, you know.
That family too. It's a wholesome show, but it's still setting up expectations I can't meet.
Or we're supposed to every day wake up and do a yes or no challenge where we can spend the entire day.
Eat pink all day, mom. I'm like, what are we gonna eat pink cotton candy all day?
Yeah, dude. And it's like I had to like kind of tell them and be like super
this
straight up.
This isn't real.
This is fake. Yes. You know, like they're working, but I guarantee you the parents don't really want to do this
all day.
If it wasn't
day.
Paying them, you know, and paying for their bills. And it's extremely tough. It's also a great time because there are people that can do that. Because there are families that can make a living off of making these quote unquote TV shows for kids, you know? But it's also very terrible for these kids because they're living these fake they're seeing these fake expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Of like, this is what we're supposed to be or this is what life is supposed to be like, which is why I think that happened to these kids where they kind of always want to unboard. And that's the biggest thing in rabia with my kids.
What did your mom used to do when you used to say you were
bored? My mom wasn't there because my mom was working. Okay. Right, I was a latchkey kid.
You're right.
Okay. My mom didn't say anything to me. She called me twice. Once I called her when I got home from school, and then she called me once more to tell me to take out the meat from the freezer and make sure that it's thawed before she got there, or else she was gonna smack me. That's what I got.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I did. My parents were there.
Okay.
All right. We gotta still. I triggered something there. My parents were there. Well, my mom usually. And if I told my mom on board, ahí está el trapo, clean a wall.
Yeah.
And I try and do that with my kids. So next time Eli says, I'm bored, we're going to hand him a little broom. We're going to hand him a tool set and tell him to fix the light for me. Something, because my parents did not believe in being bored.
We're not
going to
have him fix the light just in case. Don't call CPS on us, okay?
Don't at me.
Yeah, don't. We're not going to have him working with electricity. Don't worry, okay? We're going to have him grab the broom. Oh, but little Eli over there.
Electrocuted.
Yeah.
But no, but my mom didn't allow us to say we were bored.
Yeah.
So I want us to fall into that together. to say you're using your phone, Sammy, 35 minutes a day after blank, 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 blank.
Yeah.
35 minutes a day. And then I tell her, don't you go watch YouTube on the computer. Don't you go, like, it's 35 minutes of basically YouTube.
Yeah.
They're not allowed on TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok,
Yeah.
I know I don't, I'm not on TikTok because I don't want to be. And I know some people can handle it. But I know that there's also a very dark, ugly side of TikTok that I do not want my kids exposed to until I have taught them a foundation.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll get there. But I think kids having a TikTok at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, before there's a foundation of morals, values, family, identity. Because my Sammy is on YouTube Reels, and yeah. I monitor that, and it doesn't seem as crazy as TikTok. It's not crazy. But she's already telling me about likes. She's like posting videos and she's like, Mommy, I got 200 likes. I have to constantly remind her, although that's great, mija, and we're cheering and yay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you. One day you're going to get zero likes. One day people are not going to like you. So yeah. I have to constantly remind her. So I use social media as a way of implementing those values,
yeah.
not allowing them to get hooked on that. So before there's any of that, I want to make sure you and I set that foundation before anyone else does.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I agree that this world is set up to make our kids
desensitized.
Like want Sammy, more, expect more without yes. with doing less.
Okay. Yes.
Expect more with doing less, and I genuinely think this world of today is really trying to make us a little bit dumber and dumber and dumber.
Well, yes, they're enslaving. Sounds so dramatic, but it is. They know what they were doing, babe. Facebook. Instagram, TikTok, they know what they are doing, and I don't want my kids to be one of them. I tell Sammy, you think Billie Eilish is spending as much time on YouTube as you think she is? She probably doesn't even look at it. She's creating content. Yeah. She's not sitting here watching it.
Yeah.
And that's what I want my kids to do in general. Be the creator, whatever you want to create.
Yeah.
But do it because you're doing it and not watching other people do it, living your life vicariously through someone else
yeah.
or wanting to compare your life to someone else.
Yeah.
The other day, Sammy wanted to see the Tyree Nichols video.
I don't know.
Remember, Tyree Nichols was the one that...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I didn't want her to watch it mm-hmm. because it's becoming... We're getting desensitized. You and I are getting desensitized. I did watch it, and it was horrific to watch. And even then, it's like... Am I, Rosie, getting used to watching? Not getting used to, is it acceptable? But am I no longer... shocked by
moved,
it.
Yeah.
I'm moved. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I think about him for days and I pray and I'm, you know, but I'm not shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my kids to know the world and I don't want them to be ignorant, but I want them to know it first, these ages through me.
Yeah.
You and I should be the biggest influence in our kids' lives.
Yeah.
And we have 8 years to do it. Mm. And that was back then, papi. That was before there was Instagram. Psychologists used to say the first 5 years are the most important. When you have the most influence over your child is to the age of 8.
Mm.
From the 8, 9, 10, they're kind of wavering. It's kind of their friends. 8, yeah. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 and above, it's artists. It's celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that at 13, whoever, the most amazing person, is going to be my daughter's greatest influence? I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I have to build a really foundation of, sure, you can have other people that influence you. Awesome. There is great people out there that are doing great things.
Yeah.
Look up to them, right? But I want to hold on to that influence as much as I can. Wow. I'm not going to hand it over to TikTok, and I'm not going to hand it over to people making slime on YouTube. And they're fine. There's nothing, they're not bad. The girls making slime, I even like them. I think they're awesome. But I have the greatest influence over my kids.
Yeah.
And we have to fight for that.
Yeah.
If it's easier for you to give your kids the phone because it's less stressful on you, girl, I get it. Get it. I want those 15 minutes of just like, but I also have to teach my kids, you entertain yourself. You entertain each other. Play with each other. Go play outside with the ball. Kids are different these days, but it's up to us to give them what our parents gave us back then.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's the main takeaway from today, is that the way in which we grew up which we were either going through a tough time or a hard time, or we had a hard childhood. It wasn't easy. Things weren't given. We lacked a lot. It's not necessarily a bad thing that we went through these things because we are able to appreciate things and view things in a different light.
And there was this unity that we had from going through things together.
Yeah.
Get me? Like, don't stress your kids out about rent. Don't have them be like, oh my Lord, you have to help me sell these eggs for rent. No. But let them know we're doing stuff together.
The lessons that we learned because of hardships are lessons that we can teach that have no consequences or repercussions.
Like, for example, if our kids,
we can take our kids to pick up all these cans, but these cans don't need to go towards our rent or to buy food.
It's for them.
It could be for them.
Yeah. Like me, we lived in poverty, but I didn't know. My mom and dad didn't tell me we're broke, we're poor, we can't. No, al contrario. Dad was like, don't worry about it. We're going to do it. You know, there was always food on the table. We couldn't get the best Barbie though. And I knew that. I knew that my Barbie wasn't legit, but I also knew that they'd make me clothes for her. And that joined us together. Mommy, you know, she needs a dress. Let's make it together, hija. Those are things that I'm like, you know, she was basically wearing a sock that was cut up. But to me, it was like, mommy and I did that together.
Yeah.
Where is it easier now to go to Target and buy a little? Yes. But I didn't know what we went through. I knew it as an adult. Like, dude, we were pretty broke. We could only have McDonald's once a month, man.
Yeah.
What I thought was, hey, it's not the healthiest thing. Let's wait. So what I'm trying to tell you is those hardships did not break me. Al contrario, my family used it to join us together.
Yeah.
So that's what we can do. Don't stress out your kid, but also don't make them entitled like that. There's this entitlement mentality now of like, give me, give me, give me, because I'm a consumer, because you're supposed to entertain me, because this is what other people's kids are doing. I'll still tell my kids, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care that she has a phone. I don't care that her phone's connected. Your phone's not going to be connected till you can pay for it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the super outdated traditional mom. I would like to be the cool mom, but I'm their mama first before I'm cool.
Agreed. No, yeah, I mean, yeah. So there, think of your life and how you grew up and a few things that you went through that maybe weren't the most pleasant, but they taught you something. Yes. For instance, my kids, every time we go, like when we do go to fast food, Sammy's always going to want a shake. She tells me every time. I say, all right, do you want the Happy Meal or do you want a dollar hamburger and you want this shake?
She never asks me.
She doesn't?
No.
Yes, she does.
Promise you she doesn't.
She doesn't.
It's, I can't, I, Eli will ask, Sammy won't.
Okay.
Sammy knows I'm here sitting here eating grapes. Sammy knows I'm not going to go for it. Mm. Not on the weekend. She knows because I've always told her that's a weekend thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, appreciate you saying that.
Sorry. Did I mess up your comment?
That was a tangent. Yeah. I don't even know what that has to do with what we're talking about. All I do is I feel like I got played by a little girl every time we go to go get fast food.
It's because you're the cool dad.
Anyways, so there's these things that I give my kids choices, but they're not going to get everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, okay, Sammy, do you want this one pair of $80, $90 shoes or do you want two pairs of Vans? And you could swap them out.
I love when you do that.
I do my best to give my kids the options. And that's I don't make them feel like a jerk. Maybe one time she's going to want a pair of Nikes. And maybe another time she'll want two Vans.
Yeah.
You know? But this is your budget. And every time we go to, every time we decide to let them get a toy, they have a budget. And they get to figure out how they spend it.
Yep.
And stuff like that. So there's stuff that I implement that I went through growing up to help them make life choices as they get older.
Your mom did that for you?
No, I didn't have a budget. We had Christmas and we had my birthday. And then every once in a while, when my dad would come around, he'd give some cash. But no, but I'm just saying like.
But how did you learn that then?
Budgeting? How do I put it? I never purchased a meal at a fast food restaurant until I bought it for myself and I was working.
Wow.
It was always a dollar hamburger. I have a dollar hamburger.
Oh, I get you.
It was always because we couldn't afford the meals.
Wow. And did you know it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You knew that.
I knew we weren't in a good financial spot. I knew we were always struggling.
Yeah.
And we grew up like that. Is it an issue in my life? Yes, it's an issue. I see it in my life. I see it in my little brother's life. I do not see it in my little sister's life.
Is that what you meant?
That's weird. Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, I don't know what type of life she lived. Because me and my brother didn't live that life, because she thinks she can go to Jack in the Box and order a whole meal. And it's like, I was surprised one day. But anyways, me and my bro, we still feel the exact same way. We're like, no, we're not going to make mom spend money. She ain't got money. We ain't got money. We're thankful we're here. Let's just get a dollar hamburger and a cup of water. You know, stuff like that. Anyways, but yeah, so what I'm doing is I try to instill some of it. Not everything that's bad. I'm not having them live as if we're not okay. We're not in a better place than when I grew up. I'm just saying it's a good thing for them to learn some of these lessons that we grew up. So you guys at home, think about some of the lessons you grew up that you necessarily didn't like, but they taught you something and how you can implement it or do it in a different way so that these kids can grow up and not be in this, like, give me everything and I'm not going to do anything for it type of a life.
Remember that part of that comes from all the social media they're consuming. What are they consuming on social media? Is social media evil? No, you can use it for good. But if you're not using it for good, it's going to go bad. What content they're watching, that's up to you as a responsibility as a parent to monitor.
It's tough. Are you using social media or social media using you?
It's good.
And that's where you got to figure out which line you're going to be on and how long every day. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. This is The Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.